Good morning. Good morning. All right. Well, I know that we're in the Lord's house. And I wonder why we say things like good morning. What is that about? You know, Jesus is the one who made the morning, the sunrise. He created it all. And that he that made the morning is good. He is perfect. So it is a good morning. But who made the bad morning? Who makes the bad morning? How about that? Huh? Are we the ones sometimes guilty of that? Jesus is good. As Mike was saying last night, wow, the banquet last night was excellent. What a spread. It was beautifully decorated. This church is one of service. Oh my gosh, not just food, but even the kids came to wait on us on tables. Very impressive. They'd give us a good portion on our plates. And the dessert, oh my gosh, was rich. Oh wow, that cheesecake was excellent. And then the sweet tea and unsweetened tea and coffee and water, whoa. Wow, I really have enjoyed your hospitality. Yesterday, the interpreter and I were talking, and he said something about these really being sweet and nice and humble people because of all the service and everything they did. I said, oh yeah, these people really are great. They must be from Tennessee, like me. Again, really, you are sweet. You have a sweet service here in the Lord. Just want to let you know that. I know that I hail from Tennessee. And you live in Texas, but you know, Jesus brings us together that way, and we are united in Christ. We may have different towns and different cities, but we are together. Whether they be deaf, not deaf, people that are blind, or whatever, we are united as one. And that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Plus, he loves us. It's his love that unites us. This weekend, wow, we've been focusing on the light, and that is Jesus. And our themes considered lightness, light and darkness. We look in the Word in John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. As our text, in John 8, verses 12 to 20. Let's open with prayer for this sermon. Our Heavenly Father, this is the time we have come together to look to you and to focus on what you have for us, because we are in submission to you, Lord, and your plan. Lord, we may have thought it was us that decided to come here, we just came to church, but actually it was you, Lord, that brought us all together here today. And we are one now. Lord, this morning I see people in the congregation here as individuals, and you are good to know how to tweak and change their lives. I'm here, Lord. And who's Chris? I am but a vessel, Lord. You brought me here. You want your word shared. So I want to do that with the interpreter, telling you what I'm saying. And the Holy Spirit works on all of us here in the congregation to keep our eyes upon Jesus. This whole world is plunged in darkness, Lord, and you are the light of the world. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And with his name we pray, and we all say, amen. John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. Before we begin, let me give you a little setting here. We talked about being in the city, imagining that we're in the city of Jerusalem, and that we were in the temple. You know, that temple was massive. Maybe I wish I could have gone there to see how it was built and things like that, but we have pictures, and I'm telling you, it's pretty massive and impressive. In the center, they had the curtains in the courts, and that was used for all those who would come together and congregate there for the sacrifice, for asking for forgiveness of sins from the Lord. But also there was another area near a corner where their money was being donated and things are running by how they do things for the temple. So there was kind of like a business side to that. And so the people would come and want to know what's going on, especially if Jesus was there. But Jesus wasn't there alone. He brought his 12 disciples. They were his friends that he had gotten together, 12 men that he tried to train and groom. So these 12 men were Jesus' disciples. Plus there's another set of people there. Those people were the Pharisees. And those Pharisees, wow, they detested Jesus. They did not believe anything he had to say. That he was calling himself, or people said that he was the Messiah. But they said, we have the Talmud, and the Talmud says that's not right. You cannot say that, Jesus. So they wanted and planned to arrest him. But now you see that we have the setting down, that what transpired during that setting. So the scripture says that this happened. That Jesus was in the midst of talking, and he said, people, brethren, this world is dark. It is plunged in darkness. Yet I have come to shine light, to be the light. As a person, the light will come to you and will expose who you are, that what you've done, you've been a rebellious person. You've been in darkness. And if you ask for forgiveness and you believe in me, the light of the world, then you and I are together and you will reign with me in heaven. And you will live there. But on the other hand, I who have come, who's the light, and you, it shines in your light, but you feel like there's nothing to that and that you just reject everything that I say, then I am, and you are not together, and you will not reign with me in heaven. You will not be able to live with me. So those Pharisees heard that, and they were like, Jesus, you're not telling the truth, and we do not believe you, and we do not accept anything you have to say. And Jesus replied, he thought about it first, and said, wow. You don't know that I have come, and where I come, you do not know from where I come. But I have come, and I know who I am, and where I will return. And you are judges. You are to be here as judges to say what is right and what is wrong. And you say that I am one to say what is right and wrong. But no, you forget. My Father is with me. He too has a testimony of what I and believes what I say. But you, Pharisees, have all colluded together to look at your Talmud and to look at your law and say that a witness of one, and no matter what he says, cannot be the truth. You have to decide whether it's truth or not. You say that you have to have two to be a testimony. The Father is my testimony as to what I say is truth. And that is up to you to accept the truth. And the Pharisees looked and said, hey, to each other. And Jesus said, two? You said you wanted two witnesses and you just call me one? It is not just one, but the Father testifies to my witness. So there are two, me and the Father. We testify to the truth. But the Sadducees just talked among themselves and said, okay, Father, what do you mean you're with your Father? Where's your Father? Who is this Father that you mention? And Jesus just didn't know. He said, you know, you and I are not in agreement. We cannot find any common ground here. You do not recognize the Father. If you had recognized who I am and who I and what I possess, then you would have recognized me and with the Father. And they were incensed. So at that time, the Pharisees planned at that time to arrest him because they had not arrested Jesus yet. So this is where the story is. Now, you've seen how it played out. Who was clearly the light? Who was clearly in the darkness? You know, what was going on here? The light? Was Jesus the light or was Jesus the darkness? Somebody tell me. Any response? The light. The light. So where did the darkness, who was in darkness? Was it the Pharisees? It's a real interesting question because people want to know, why did these Pharisees not believe Jesus for his word? These were the, they should have accepted Jesus, but why did they not accept Jesus? Any response? Does anyone want to tell me? Yes? They had a hard hearts. They didn't believe the witness. They were in darkness. They were into their own. Their hearts were blind. Yet over here we had Jesus. And Jesus even told them and was told that you have to have two witnesses to have a testimony. And he said, I am one and the Father. And there are your two witnesses. So there we have it. So a question to you to think about. Are we followers of Jesus? Tell me. Do we say, oh yeah, Lord, I follow you, Jesus. Sure, I'll do that. Where is Jesus then in with you? You can't see Jesus. Where's that witness? Wow. How do you reply and respond to that? Think about it. God has the answer. In contrast of darkness and light, you know, like this morning, we were thinking about, am I really in the light? Or am I not in the light? So Jesus says that he is the light. Jesus said that there are people in this world that are in darkness. That I have come to be the light of the world. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. So Jesus is the light and he shines it on us. Why is that? Why is that? Yes, to show that we were in darkness. Let me digress just a second. You know, at your home, when the lights are out and a little bit later you flash them back on and all of a sudden all those roaches get scrambled and run away. You go, what's that about? You know, what happened? So in the darkness, Jesus says he had come to shine the light, to be the light. So I have to look at myself. Am I living in darkness? Have I been contrite? Have I told the Lord that I'm sorry for my rebellious nature? Jesus would be happy with that. He gives us our life. We are with him and we will be with the Father. This morning, you know, well, every day, really, this world is a struggle. And of course, we are part of the world. We are say that we follow Jesus, but we still have struggles. And so we try to talk with God about that so that we can show our light. You know, that light, you flick it on in the house and you have like, it can be like a dimmer switch. Some is high bright, some is very low. Do we have a dimmer switch with God? Or do we just keep it on high beam? Or do we put it real low, real dim, you know, like your light isn't really shining? Or is it bright? What do? On Sundays, we're like, hi, everybody, I'm bright light. But Monday, a little less incandescence. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we may not have anything again until Sunday. We just have this dim light going on and then bright light. So the more we think of God's word, the more we commune with God, then that light will continue. If you do not have Jesus and you don't talk with him and you don't respond with him, you have no prayer life with him, you're not under and not under submission to him, because if you are, the Lord will help you. The Lord will be there for you. You are under his reign. And he is the light that you can shine. You are the vessel. Now, this world, we said, is in darkness. And who controls darkness? Who causes the darkness? the devil and his demons, they are there to spread darkness. And we sometimes see darkness. But the Lord has come to be the light of the world. He's telling us that for our sake. This morning, we all got up. We thought, you know, I know about me. I'm going to try to share the light. I'm going to try to shine the light. It's interesting how Jesus commented that you are the light. Not like, oh, we have a different kind of light. You're just different. You know, you have this high beam light and then I have a lower rating or whatever. No, we have the same light. Jesus is shining through us. So, wow, that's quite a thing to think about and contend with in this world. The church is a light. In the deaf community and other communities, whether you're going to shopping or whether you're doing whatever, we kind of put our light on dim. God has a plan. It's your plan, Lord. You came and shed your blood on the cross for us to expunge sin and conquer death. We are no longer are in the darkness. We haven't lost. We have the victory. We have won it. Jesus has won it. So let's close in prayer now. We're all here to have that. We've got to think about that. Think about it, about your light, how you shine. Are you in the darkness? Are you a middle of the roader? Don't want to know if you do or you don't. Do you ask Jesus, Lord Jesus, where am I? What should I do? He'd be happy to commune with you and talk with you and tell you more. The Holy Spirit is awesome and strong for us. So we come to you in prayer, Lord Jesus, Father. We are in this world and there is darkness in this world, but you came to this world. You were born flesh and you know that there was darkness around and people were abiding in the darkness. But you came, Lord, and you were born and you grew up and you are the light, Lord. Lord, you were awesome. You died on that cross and now you're shining your light. And we who believe are in submission to you, Lord, and we ask you to bathe us in that light so that we can shine and share. So, Lord, the person that Jesus was talking about, maybe someone that's confused, they don't know about getting out of darkness, and maybe they're just walking in darkness. They don't know about your power, Lord. They don't know their exposed sin, and they're contrite, and they're sorry for that. Lord, give them your love. Show them that they can be grateful to you for your help. And keep in mind that the demons and the devils are trying to control and destroy and kill all. But Lord, help us to go into that darkness and show your light, that you control the universe. Lord, you are one. We pray for everyone here today, Lord, that they will have an encounter with you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen.
Thank you, Chris. God is at work in this place. And I know through the worship and through the message today, he's spoken to all our hearts. Maybe you're here today and you've never started walking in the light. Maybe you realize that you are a sinner. In fact, the scripture is very clear. It says we're all sinners. And that we need to be forgiven. And that forgiveness comes only through the blood of Jesus. When he died on the cross, he made a way for us to be forgiven and to begin walking in that light that Chris was talking about. And our desire and our prayer for you today is that you would begin that walk with the light if you have not done that before. Maybe today you just have not been shining the light like you should. And God's convicted you of that. This altar is open for you to come and just talk with the Lord and to let God speak to your heart. I want us to stand together. We're just going to play through the Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus that we sang a little earlier. And let's just allow God to speak to our hearts this morning. And let's let God do His work in us. I'll be